You're listening to KHOL. I'm Tyler Pratt with your local newscast. Wyoming's reached a deal with the federal government to help keep water in the Upper Snake River Basin flowing. The Bureau of Reclamation recently cut water at Jackson Lake Dam to help guarantee water rights to Idaho farmers, leaving the Cowboy State to use its own water to feed the river. This worried officials that lower levels would harm critical habitat for fish and wildlife. Alan Osterland is with the state's Game and Fish Department.
We've worked an agreement that we'll utilize what's available in our state account to supplement the flows up to 280 CFS, which our studies have indicated that's the minimum flow that's required to protect that fishery.
CFS means cubic feet per second. Osterland says the Bureau's move to cut water caught the state off guard, given the winter of heavy snowfall in the Tetons and heavy runoff downstream. But with changes in climate and precipitation, officials may need to be nimble in the future to help preserve Wyoming's waterways. Several organizations are suing the federal government over a wild horse management plan in Wyoming. As the Mountain West News Bureau's Will Walkie reports, the controversy comes as more roundups are planned this year across the region.
The Bureau of Land Management wants to reduce the wild horse population in southwest Wyoming from around 1,700 horses to about 650. The agency has removed more than 3,500 already over the past few years, in part to reduce conflicts with livestock in the area. A group of wild horse advocates, conservationists, and academics say these plans are cruel and unnecessary. Eric Movar is with the Western Watersheds Project and says the populations in the area aren't damaging the local ecosystem and are a tourism driver for Wyoming's Red Desert region.
They're supposed to be managing wild horses in order to meet these ecological thresholds, not just because of some political preference by some profit-seeking interest group.
The BLM is also planning gathers this year in Colorado, Utah, Idaho, and Nevada. The agency estimates there are about 83,000 wild horses and burros on its land in the West. That's three times more than what it says the land can sustain. For Wyoming Public Radio News, I'm Will Walkie.
You're listening to KHOL, Jackson Hole Community Radio.